Hello family, hello friends, this is your friend, your sister Helena Kintz from Chasing the Truth in Uniqueness podcast. And today's episode is what's going on with your life. So it's this is a question. Simple, but we're going to dig in together. So what I want you to do while you're listening to me right now is to take a pen, a notebook. Then you maybe need to write down what I'm going to share with you now. As important and crucial as it is, your life, where it is right now, needs to be reassess. You need a reassessment every single day, every night before you go to bed. You need to examine your day within your life, your behavior, your thoughts, your actions, your words, and your surroundings, okay? The relationships, everything that have happened to you, for example, today, please. You may think that it's maybe a tough task or unusual or even unnecessary. But let me tell you why. I've been doing it in my head, but I've been making mistakes. Then today, 31 years old, single, and with the past, like, yes, emotionals, I mean, many emotionals, problems that I've been through, and without anyone to help you psychologically, how to come out, how to free yourself, to live a fulfilling life. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, this question is so crucial. I mean, it's crucial in some extent that you need it every day. What your life is now. Take my example. I mentioned that I've been through emotional, you know, problems. When I'm talking about emotionals, including, first of all, family, you know, division, family, you know, ex, and all the problems that comes within the family, you know, jealousy, lacking some, even lacking food. I grew up in a family with my father and my mom and my brother and sister where we lack food. So all this thing, today, I am grateful to the Lord, because one thing that I remember and then I still can, I'm grateful for it, because without it, I don't think neither my father, my mother, or myself, or even my brothers would have been alive, you know, but living today. Because, and I mean, I can also at the same time, you know, shout out to all these families who are strong. They are going to difficult moment. I mean, very difficult moment. Really a tough one where you lack food. Where you even lack clothing, okay? You lack friendships. You lack trust, you know, trustful relationships. You lack even values. You don't have honor. People don't pay attention on you. you don't have anyone around you. And of course, when you're looking, I mean, when you watch TVs and when you see other people around you, they have a different lifestyle that you have, and you may feel like, wow, am I really part of this world? Yes, you are. And then you can ask yourself a question, that why am I living this life, and just my neighbor's life is way better than mine, than us? Why they can eat, you know, chicken, you know? And I don't know, but I understand you. Hear my voice, I understand you. Because I've been there. Well, okay. Let me tell you a story. Of course, my life right now is not even also perfect. Boom. It is not. My life right now, it isn't perfect. What I mean by perfect is, one, you have your dream job, okay? Being a woman, I know I'm beautiful, I'm attractive, I'm intelligent, but I'm single. So meaning, perfect life for someone can define it like having a husband, boyfriend, okay, fiancé. Third, you stable financially, okay, boom, 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 boom. So you like, you're sleeping in prosperity. Yes, let's say that way. Stable financially, that means you can buy, your money can buy everything you want. Your money can do everything you want for you or for any other person you want. Yeah, you can give gifts to someone because you have money. Yeah. You can please someone. You can travel. You can do anything. Four, I mean, if you are married, you're in couple living, then you have children. I really want to have children. I really do want. I am sure you do. No? You don't want kids? Well, we'll discuss about it one another day. Okay. Fifth, dream job. Husband. Stable financially. Okay. Trustful relationships. I think this one is important. I can mention it. Okay? Trustful relationships. Because what trustful relationships you're going to benefit from the trustful relationships are confident people, or support. They will support you through tough times. They will support you even when you're succeeding. They will be there. I mean, social life is important, crucial, and even. And trustful relationships. Okay, you have friends. It can be family members. It can be coworkers. Any kind of relationships, but which is really trustful. Okay, comprised with trustful people. I think all these five five characteristics of perfect life. That what I mean exactly. Your life is perfect. So you happy. You are happy. Happy, happy, happy. Well, now listen to me. When you don't have all this, you don't have a job, gym job, you don't have a boyfriend, you're not stable financially, you don't have any trustful relationships, and tell me, my sister, my brother, my friend, tell me, where will you be mentally right now? Where will you be emotionally right now? Even spiritually, you may be praying. Oh, tell me something. Even without all these things, can you still have the strength to pray? Say, oh Lord, please. And know that all these things you may be lacking of all these things for like 2 years. Oh my God, I don't know. But there is one thing that I'm sure about is that what I was telling you, that I'm grateful. I'm really grateful to Lord that He gave me strength. I don't know where comes this strength. Sometimes I ask my God, I said, wow, how am I even living after going through all these things? I'm living. You know, some people, and some other people, I don't like when someone else says, oh, you know, what you've been through, it's nothing. I endured more than you. What? No. People, you should not say that. You cannot downgrade the impact or challenge of pain someone else have been through, someone else experienced. You cannot compare it to what you've been through, because I learned one thing is that my pain, the impact of my pain is mine and will never be yours, because that pain meets me as a unique individual, and the impact that the pain, the suffering, the humiliation, the rejection that all that have on me cannot be the same if they were you. No, please don't ever say that. Don't ever say that to someone who's crying in front of you, explaining you what the person has been through. Don't be unemotional. Don't be so rough and sarcastic to that level, to make that person feel like, oh no, you okay? What? You slept outside? You didn't have a place to sleep? Oh, that's okay. Have you been raped? Oh my God. So for you, someone who is homeless, jobless, and hungry, he's in suffering. What the person is going through is nothing for you, because you have been raped. Or if you a man, you have been diagnostic of a cancer, I don't know, whatever it is. Or maybe your leg, or you have been, I don't know what you've been through. You know, just, you know your problem. You know what you've been through. But you cannot look at someone else and you say, no, what I've been is more than you. No. I trust that today, when I'm speaking to you, you're understanding what I mean. What I mean is, what you've been through is bad. It has been tough. and it's really hurting. Pointless. Okay? Sad. I don't know what to say. I just feel like I want to cry because I'm imagining, I know the story of many people who've been, who have been suffering. Of course, when I look at the life and said, oh my God, yes, maybe I would have died if I experienced your pain, if I had what you, what you have been through. Maybe. But there's one thing, three things that you cannot compare your suffering, your pain with someone else, is that you are unique. Unique individual. Your destiny is you. Cannot be compared with someone else. Your emotions, your feeling, this is second thing. Your emotions, the level of your emotions, your feelings are for you and will never be for someone else. Third thing, your soul is attached to how you have experienced, how you have endured, and how you have handled all these difficulties. So imagine how you are, and a woman saying, I have been raped, and she killed herself, she committed suicide. And you have been raped, another girl has been raped. She's still living, and she's even more happy than ever. Like, when she tells you her story that I've been raped, you say, no way, you don't look like a girl have been raped. How many times? 3 times. Oh my God. So you won't believe, because that's her. Okay, that's what makes her unique from someone else, from the other girl who commits suicide because she has been raped maybe once, just one time. The soul attached to the emotionals, the pain, the level of pain, how you endure it, how you handle it. So you got me over there, right? What's going on in your life? Now, I'm coming. What's going on in your life is something. It is really something that nobody should even dismiss or neglect, ignore, let's say that way. So how will you make people to understand that what is going on in your life needs help? That's the question. What's going on in your life? What does it need? Does it need help? From who? You need help from who? From God? From people? When you have people, you have friends, you have family, from loved ones? Or some other people go to witchcraft. I don't know. They go to see prophets, fake people, to help them sort it out in their lives. So, if you need help, okay. If what's going on in your life, you need help, just go and find out what kind of help you need and go find that help now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Understand that the problem you're having right now, your life is not fulfilling. Your life is not changing. Your life is not going well. You don't have what you need. Go and find it right now. You need help. What's going on in your life is an origin, is a source. What the source of what's going on in your life? The problem you have. The stage of your life right now. What kind of life you're having right now? Is it pointless? That level? Oh my God. The source. The origin. of your current life status. Find it. Find out, and it may be your help. It may be your help. The third thing, and maybe the last one, is that what's going on in your life? I really want to cry. I really want to cry, but please allow me to say it. I have to say it, and now I'm crying. I'm just telling you that your life needs Jesus Christ. If your life is not perfect right now, the last thing I can tell you is hope. Have faith that everything is gonna be all right. I know it's hard to believe and even to have faith. How you can grow faith? How you have even can build faith? I'm crying. There's tears in my eyes. You cannot see it, okay? But feel me that I'm crying for you. And I believe that today you can open your heart, worship the Lord, say, God, my life is not perfect, but I'm trusting your plans. Build faith. How are you gonna build faith? Because you may go need help. The need of the problem is God, okay? You find out. So you go into people, you're going, so what I can tell you, the last thing is your problem is Jesus Christ. Faith. Okay, the third thing is faith. Because you find out the need. The problem, your problem need God, need people. And I don't know. You choose. You find out the source, what it is. Have you been cursed? What it is? Have you sinned? Have you killed someone? What have you done in your life so your life is so pointless this level? Then the third thing is whatever you have, whatever you've done, whatever your enemies have said about you, but have faith that the Lord can heal you, the Lord can save you, the Lord can change your life incredibly. All right? Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You listen to What's Going On in Your Life on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. See you.